My mom died today, or yesterday maybe, I don't know. I got a telegram from the home. Mother deceased, funeral tomorrow, faithfully yours. That doesn't mean anything. Maybe it was yesterday. That evening, Marie came by to see me and asked me if I wanted to marry her. I said it didn't make any difference to me and that we could if she wanted to. Then she wanted to know if I loved her. I answered the same way I had the last time, that it didn't mean anything, but that I probably didn't love her. So why marry me then, she said. I explained to her that it didn't really matter, and that if she wanted to, we could get married. Besides, she was the one who was doing the asking, and all I was saying was yes. For me to feel less alone, I had only to wish that there be a large crowd of spectators the day of my execution, and that they greet me with cries of hate. What did other people's deaths or a mother's love matter to me? What does his God or the lives of people choose or the fate they think they elect matter to me when we're all elected by the same fate? Me and billions of privileged people like him, who also call themselves my brothers. Couldn't he see? Couldn't he see that? Everybody was privileged. There were only privileged people. The others would all be condemned one day. Mom died today,
or yesterday, maybe.
What did other people's deaths or a mother's love matter to me?
Mother deceased,
what does his God or lives of people choose? Or the fate they think they elect matters to me? When we're all elected by the same fate,
mother deceased, billions of privileged people like you,
who also deceased at funerals,
maybe it was yesterday,
or me to feel alone.
I got a telegram on the home that there would be a large crowd of spectators all day of my execution,
and that they greet me with cries of
maybe it was yesterday.
The guillotine did not stop. There was no escape.